from his interviews.
Okay.
This is the part of the rehearsal for the new guys. So we're talking about jokes. And we need to talk about not necessarily things.
Yes,
okay,
so,
all right.
Okay, and renewals. Here it is.
Okay.
He has 29 years of service. David Hamill.
So close.
With his inspect year of service, Phil Engel.
Hey,
well, and there is another.
Oh, my God.
3 years of service, Tyler Meister.
All right.
Woo-hoo.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Barbershop of the year, any...
I collected them, I guess.
Okay, so...
There's more forms on the piano.
Okay.
All right.
Fill them out.
There's three different sheets.
They're all good. Eligible, there's Barbershop of the Year, and there's Newcomer of the Year.
Okay. So I suggest that some people might want to submit online to an individual. Who would they send it to?
Well, we're sending out today.
Who is the chairman?
I don't know.
I'm the chairman.
He's the chairman.
Okay, we'll send it to you. Send it to John.
Oh, John Champion.
All right, there you go.
Chairman Champion.
That's right. Okay.
You can send it out online, so if you can read that, you can do it there, too.
And when's it due?
Yes.
What's it
due? Within a couple of weeks, anyway. We have to do it then before Thanksgiving.
Next 2 Mondays.
Before Thanksgiving.
Okay. To change somebody's life. Never know. That's the right guy. Okay. Anything else for the good of the cause?
Yes.
All right. Yes, sir.
I have pictures, contest pictures for those who ordered them.
Yes, sir.
So see me and initial that you got it, and you can have it.
Okay. Thank you.
Everybody paid, so you don't have to worry about that.
That's good.
That's what everybody who ordered them. Everybody who ordered them.
Yes.
November 30th at Java Joe's downtown, our about 8th annual barbershop benefit for the Friends of the Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. We'll have Golden Oldies, Antique Harmony, and Remedy, a Sweet Anne Lights quartet. 2 hours, 7 to 9, $10. Java Joe's on 4th Avenue downtown.
Could that be sent out in an email or put on our website or something?
Yep, we can do that. I have some flyers if anybody wants a flyer.
Okay. Anything else? I'm just going to ask to say a very short, what are we going to be doing at the Christmas show?
Show! Yes, the Christmas show.
It's Christmas show. We think Christmas, you know. The storyline, we have Jackie Smillen from Channel 23, who hosts our celebrity sort of MC narrator. We've got a script that's worked out where basically everyone in the audience has shown up at her house for the family Christmas Eve celebration 3 weeks before Christmas Eve. So she's not quite prepared. And so it's just saying, tell you what, I was going to read these Christmas stories to everyone when we got together, so why don't we just do it now, and this will be some good practice. So she recites, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, but interspersed in different parts of the story or songs that sort of correspond with what's happening. Second act, she basically tells the Christmas story and interspersed our songs. So particular songs will be in the first act, sacred songs in the second act. Okay? There are quartets that sing sort of interspersed throughout all that too. So the very first thing that happens at the very top of the show is Most Wonderful Time of the Year. And then HCC will come and join us, and we sing This Is My Wish, which we'll get to a little bit at the break. Okay? And then there's a whole bunch of stuff, some HCC only, some us only. And then the second act starts with O Come Emmanuel, which is another combined thing. And then there's show, and then we end with O Holy Night at the end of the show. Okay? Tickets are already on sale. In fact, we sold some.
Yes.
Yay! Okay? We got an event set up on our Facebook page, Friday's Iowa Facebook. Go there and share that event. Okay? All you gotta do is pull up the event, and there's a little arrow that says share. Hit it, and then say, to all my friends. And then all your friends will hopefully see it, and maybe even continue to share, and that's how things go viral. Okay? But no one knows about it until you share it. Unless they've liked our page, they might see it in their newsfeed. If you share it with friends, it goes a whole lot further. Yes? Right? Okay, so that's your homework, is to get on the Pride of Iowa Facebook page, go to event, look for a Christmas story, share it with all your friendos.
Both of them?
Can we have an old-fashioned email so we can forward it to our friends?
Yeah.
I tell them it's only going to...
There is a digital version of the poster that is going to be coming. So once that is finished up, you can use that to send your friends. And that digital poster has a live link that when they click on it, it takes them straight to buy some tickets.
Can we get any tickets? Tickets?
We don't actually have physical tickets.
I sell them already. What do I do?
Craig, you want to talk to him? Give me the money.
Craig is all things tickets. So if you have people that don't want to go online and pre... And here's the thing, okay? If they pre-purchase tickets, that does a lot for us. Because the money is coming in the door, that means that we get more word of mouth, it's more visible, and we have a better idea of how many folks are coming. If we wait till everyone buys at the door, first of all, there's going to be a backlog of people trying to get in. So tell them it's more convenient for them because they can purchase it online, and tickets go straight to their email, and they can just print them off and bring them, or they can choose to hold them at a will call and pick them up when they get here. But either way, if they pre-purchase, they don't have to worry about cash. They don't have to worry about credit cards. They don't have to worry about standing in line. Encourage your folks to pre-purchase tickets. And a nice little benefit is every time that we sell a ticket, we collect email information, and then we can use that to promote future shows.
Marketing.
Right? Okay? So, pre-sell those tickets.
We have to buy the Christmas sweater.
We have to buy the Christmas sweater? Ugly Christmas sweaters?
Yeah.
No, actually, I think what we're going to be doing is probably formally stuff. The taxes. Yeah, we'll be wearing the taxes and blue ties.
What? I said,
we're going formal. Do we have red and green ties?
We have red.
Questions?
Yeah.
Only one show? Two shows.
Yeah.
I
have very and since John's always out of cash, John, if you have 10 friends that you know are going to buy tickets and you put your credit card, you can put your credit card on, buy those 10 tickets, they give you cash and you don't have to ask your wife for any cash.
Just send me the money and I'll give them the check.
That's even better.
There you go.
Getting old, all old. 20 for adults, 10 for students, 5 and under free.
That's right.
Oh, that is
10. 20 adults? Was it 10? Am I wrong? Or is it?
I think it's 10.
Yeah. 20 adults, 10 kids, 10 students,
10 students,
and 5 and under free.
And you don't need a $15.
What?
Well, look at the
brochure.
Let's go.
It's $20.
20 adults.
Yeah,
$20. Oh, yeah, send their check back. Okay, any other questions? Let's take